my dear friends.
You are now listening to Great Songs About Nothing Good.
Doctor?
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 And doctor.
What?
We miss anyone?
Good evening, everyone. You are listening to Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I am Mr. Shoes. Hope you're doing well. I'm doing well. I'm actually feeling a little hungry, but we'll continue all the same. And whatever you're up to right now, hope it's all in good fun and no one's getting hurt in the process. And if they are getting hurt, say you're sorry afterwards. Anyway, we're going to get right into it with something a bit of a toe tapper. Bowie song I've never played before, but that all changes now. It's Mr. Bowie himself with some sound advice.
Old-fashioned band of married men, looking up to me for a car.
I'm Ringo and I play the drums.
I'm Paul and I play the bass.
I'm George and I play a guitar.
I'm John and I too play a guitar. Sometimes I play the fool.
She's not a girl who misses much. Shot the velvet hand like a lizard on a window pane. The man in the crowd with the multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots. Lying with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. A soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust.
Mother Superior jumped the gun.
You of course know who those are, but they are the Beatles, or rather they were. Happiness is a Warm Gun, and a snippet of their Live at BBC days. Pixies, Debaser, Doolittle, 1989, a classic as always, and David Bowie, Watch That Man, the lead off track to Aladdin Sane, 1973. Just finished a great big book on history of glam rock. It's called Shock and Awe, and it is very much well worth your read, and right now I'm reading Daniel Rachel's Walls Come Tumbling Down, The Music and Politics of Rock Against Racism, Two-Tone and Red Wedge. That was given to me by a friend of the show, Ryan Young, for my birthday. So thank you for that, Ryan. And as these things work out in a few weeks, look for more Two-Tone and Ska in the mix. But we're going to keep it going right now with a band that features a man who helped kick off Rock Against Racism, albeit in an indirect and very unfortunate way. This is The Cream, which had Eric Clapton on guitar, as we all know. And Eric Clapton, he has opinions. Terrible, terrible opinions. But Jack Bruce had fantastic opinions, and he sings on this song, and it was their first big hit, so let's get to it.
See you.
huge crowd. I can drive down the road, my eyes don't see, but my mind wants to cry out loud.
Oh, Conservative flashing down the street, pointing their plastic finger at me. They'll open soon, my kind of drop them down.
Jimi Hendrix Experience, If Six Was Nine, from Axis Bold as Love, also used to great effect in Easy Rider, Don't You Know. Pink Floyd, Summer 68, a deep cut from a deep cut of an album, Adam Hart, Mother, from that very inaccessible period, which also included Umagumma and, pretty much like a lot of the stuff between, I'm being unfair because Metal is actually a really good album that you should listen to. We start off with The Cream, I Feel Free, Fresh Cream, 1966, and that brings us to the bottom of the hour here on Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. And so we must turn to the legally mandated PSA, and this is a newer one. This is for the local farmers markets. Throughout the summer and early autumn, there are a number of local farmers markets where you can buy fresh Massachusetts-grown vegetables, fruits, berries, herbs, flowers, honey, and even baked goods. The Medford Farmers Market takes place every Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. in the Condon Shell on Mystic Valley Parkway in Medford, with free parking in the lot there, as well on both sides of Winthrop and South Streets. The Somerville Davis Square Farmers Market is open Wednesdays from noon through 6 p.m. in the lot at Day and Herbert Streets. On the other side of Somerville, Union Square hosts its Farmers Market on Saturdays from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. right in Union Square Plaza. Cambridge, Arlington, Boston, and many other cities and towns have their own local markets as well. For more information, just fire up your favorite internet search engine, I'm an Ask Jeeves man myself, and look for farmers markets in your area. Public service message from all the fruits and vegetables here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. And let's see, with that, we're going to bring the music back into this century that we all know and tolerate so well with something from Mr. Beck Hansen, Don't You Know.
Last night these two bouncers and one of them's alright, the other one's a scary and his way or no way, totalitarian. He's got no time for you, looking or breathing how he don't want you to. So step out the queue, he makes examples of you, and there's no way you can say behind the go through to the bit where you pay, and you realise then that it's finally the time to walk back past 10,000 eyes in a line, and you can swap jumpers and make another move. It's still in your brain, you've got something to prove to all the smirking faces and the boys in black. Why can't they be pleasant? Why can't they have a laugh? He's got his hand in your chest, he wants to give you a dub, but secretly I think he wants you all to kick off. He wants
we'll be right back.
The Minutemen, The Glory of Man from Double Nickels on the Dime, their magnum opus, as Ryan Young put it. Arctic Monkeys from The Ritz to the Rubble from their debut album, Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not. I played another song from that album last week, but it is such a fantastic album. There's not a sour note on there. And Beck, Rental Car from Guero. And we could just call that whole block three songs from left field because they come out of nowhere, but when they come, they really, you know, make a statement. Unless, of course, they don't. But I think they do. They're certainly very enjoyable. And that's going to bring us to the home stretch here on Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Mr. Shoes. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to preface this next song with the story behind it. This is a track by the band Madness. The song has been my earworm for the past few weeks. Along with Israelites by Desmond Dekker and Gypsy by Fleetwood Mac. I know, it's a weird mix. But anyway, this song by Minutemen, it's about a certain actor, and they wanted him to cameo on it, and the actor in question, whose identity will be, you know, revealed in due course, he didn't want to do it. But his daughter said, well, you're going to turn down Madness? They're fantastic. And so he did. And this actor, you know, he almost passed on Madness, but he did a Jaws sequel without hesitation, so... Fantastic actor, but oof, some really crazy decisions. But you know, we can all agree that you know, had more hits than misses in his career. At least I think so. Anyway, here's the song.
We get ya, yeah.
And all I wanted was a word, a photograph. I think we got it there, yeah. Don't you? so long. The lights are on, but no one's home.
Everybody thinks we're all a mother. Who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother,
simply call me sweet where I belong.
Mother, mother.
Marvin Gaye with Inner City Blues, closing track to What's Going On. For that, Amy Winehouse, He Can Only Hold Her, from Back to Black, a fantastic album. Speaking of fantastic albums, we also had Arcade Fire, Wake Up from Funeral, and Madness, Michael Caine from Keep Moving, with their last album for a while with the original lineup. And they'll probably pop up in the Walls Come Tumbling book, Walls Come Tumbling Down book that I'm currently reading, and you should read it as well. Anyway, that's going to do it for us here on Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Mr. Shoes, but we'll be back next week. Don't you fret. I'm going to be in Toronto next weekend for a wedding, and I'll be back on Monday with Tales of the Land Beyond New Hampshire. Not Maine. Anyway, be well. There's more music coming up after this, and next week we'll be back with more of the same, except slightly different. Believe it.